This is KTOO Juneau, and I'm Quentin Chandler here with today's news. Thanks for tuning in. It's been 6 years since it was legal to haul a pot full of red or blue king crab up out of Juneau area waters and take them home for a crab dinner over the summer. The Department of Fish and Game said in a Friday news release they're opening up the personal use red and blue king crab fishery for 5 days, starting Thursday morning and ending Monday night next week. The order is for Section 11A, which includes Gastineau Channel, Stevens Passage, and part of Lynn Canal. The agency is opening the fishery at a reduced harvest level. It will allow each household to take only 2 male crab total for those 5 days. The daily limit is also 2 males per household permit. If you're going crabbing this week, Fish and Game says you need to pick up a summer king crab permit from their office on Douglas Island. You'll also need a resident sport fishing license if you're 18 or older. The legislature is coming back to Juneau. The Juneau Empire reports the legislature will convene Thursday for what is expected to be a one-day special session to pass the state's capital construction budget. The capital budget funds road construction and building projects across Alaska, and most of its funding will come from the federal government. But it, like the state's multi-billion dollar operating budget, was caught in the political divide between the coalition House majority and the predominantly Republican Senate majority. An agreement between those two sides has now been reached. Senate Majority Leader Peter Michicki says the legislature conducted a straw poll, and Thursday is the day the group will meet. An Alaska grand jury has indicted a 32-year-old Washington state man suspected of killing a Ketchikan surgeon. Jordan Joplin in April was charged with stealing expensive items and cash from Dr. Eric Garcia, who was found dead at his home March 27th. A superseding indictment Friday also charges Joplin with first and second degree murder in Garcia's death. Joplin told Ketchikan police he last saw Garcia on March 16th. A day later, Joplin shipped 4,415 pounds of items from Ketchikan to a Maple Valley, Washington address. Police searches revealed that the items belonged to Garcia and that Joplin had transferred $37,000 of Garcia's money to other accounts. Joplin is jailed in Ketchikan with bail set at $200,000. A public defender says her office will have no comment. In today's weather, we have patchy fog, rain, highs around 60, and east winds to 10 miles per hour. In the valley, highs in the mid-60s. Tonight, cloudy skies with lows in the mid-50s. Thanks for tuning in to KTOO, and go to ktoo.org for more local news.